everybody, and welcome to an episode of your favorite podcast, Grey's Academy. I am one of your favorite podcast hosts, Kelsey.
And I am one of your favorite podcast hosts, Carmen. And it is a beautiful day for a podcast. It's a beautiful day to see all of you. It's a beautiful day to say...
I'm still pregnant.
Still pregnant.
You know that episode of Friends where Rachel comes in and she's like, that's right, still no baby. That's how I feel every moment of every day. And also, I'm only at 38 weeks, so it's not like I'm not like past due or anything. It's just it gets to that point and you're like, ow, everything hurts. And I'm just ready to meet the baby.
Luckily for you, you only have another 38 weeks to go.
It's just a waiting game, you know, and that's the hard part. Do you know, it just would suck to be an elephant because they're pregnant for 22 months. But
yeah,
their babies are really cute.
Yeah, I want to know the pregnancy period in terms of lifespan.
Percentage. Elephants live a pretty long time, I think.
Well, yeah, but I think, okay, an elephant, 22 months for
so almost
whatever their average lifespan is. 9 months for us versus an average lifespan for a human. Then I think of like a fly where they have eggs.
60 to 70 years. So honestly, not that much less than a human.
Honestly, yeah. That's a tough
one. And
they
remember, because an elephant never forgets.
And then I think like, okay, so what's the average lifespan of a fly? Of a regular house fly.
Different? Okay.
Just search house fly. Because I'm very curious.
This is important.
This is important stuff that we're talking about on the podcast. This is science. This is medicine.
Of house fly. 28 days.
28 days. Okay. What is the average age that a house fly starts producing eggs?
What's your theory?
My theory is flies spend half their lives just laying eggs everywhere and just being a nuisance.
Houseflies go through 4 stages: egg, larva, pupa, adult, during their average lifespan. Adult males are ready to reproduce within 16 hours of entering adult status, and females are ready after 24 hours.
So you're 1 day old. You have 27 days.
No,
so
this doesn't say 1 day old. That's after
24 hours.
After they become adults. Because they go.
Okay,
egg,
so what's the
larva,
average lifespan?
Pupa, adult.
What's the average lifespan of the adult fly?
Well, I don't think that's how lifespan works.
Okay, well, I'm trying. Okay, I'm gonna figure out this theory later.
I see what you're saying. I just don't.
But
like,
I'm
Google's
like,
not making this easy for me. But female houseflies lay eggs in batches of 75 to 200 and can lay several batches over a period of a few days.
Okay, so yeah, I just envision the female flies hanging around the water cooler at work, and they're all just like pregnant for their entire lives.
A single female can produce as many as 12 generations per summer.
You know,
the life cycle from egg to adult can be completed in as little as 7 to 10 days. So potentially you're alive for a week and then you have 3 more weeks of adulthood.
Okay. And during that entire adulthood, you're an hour in and you're just like, bam, babies. 12 generations. Here I come.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Leave a legacy. Kelsey and I wanted to say something before we got too far into the episode. Very vague, very nonchalant. If anyone out there ever feels compelled to message us for reasons of we offend you, we say something that you don't agree with, for any topic of conversation, just know that we are people at the end of the day. And we are happy to have conversations
productive
conversations. Kelsey and I are most boneheaded towards each other. We're actually pretty welcoming. And
we also both have a number of people in our lives who tend to not always agree with us. So we're versed in conversations.
Yes.
That aren't just us agreeing with each other.
Or like hyping each other up and like, you know.
We're happy to have conversations with people. And if you just feel offended and you hate us, you don't need to tell us. We don't actually care.
It's true.
We do care if you love us and support us. And we're very grateful for all of those of you who do.
Yeah. So, unrelated, I did tell Kelsey that I had an Elon Musk story, which, by the way, fuck Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. I still think the new Tesla Model Ys are cool. And I still think to myself, a used Tesla is great because it doesn't help him, but it does. Kelsey brought up a good point of what it represents in 2025.
But let me just tell you. The aura that you'll be putting out.
Yeah. I officially hit unsubscribe to Tesla emails last week.
Oh, wow. That is big for you.
It's like hitting block on an X, you know?
Let me just say, I want it known that I am not a bandwagon Elon hater. I have hated that man for so long. Like, when I worked at Disney, before Scarlett was born, I used to be bitching about him. Like, I don't know what it is. I've always hated him. So I just need that out in the world. I've always been sniffing around the hatred for him.
I'm going to give Kelsey the props on that. I'm gonna back her up on this one. I remember even... when I was going through an interview process with Tesla way back in the day, one of like six different interview journeys, like recruiting journeys, like very, very weird storied history with Tesla, me and myself. But I think I was flying to Florida to visit Jessica and I was listening to I was actually reading the Elon Musk book, the autobiography. Yeah, actually reading it. Which, as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, wow, I've invested so much time. but yeah, Kelsey, I think she may have picked me up from the airport on that trip and she was like, oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect. So this was back in like 2017, 2018. So like it was before.
I've always had an inkling that there was something going on there that I didn't love.
My Roman salutes go out to you.
I think a lot of it for me has always been stemmed from the fact that he didn't create electric vehicles and he really makes people think he does. Like, he's like petitioned to have things removed from the internet about how he didn't invent Teslas. Like, he just bought the company with his parents' blood money because they are like diamond emerald mining in South Africa. It doesn't matter. I don't like him. That's what's important.
Yeah. And the other important thing to remember is that I didn't get paralyzed from the chiropractor today.
Oh, yeah. How was the chiropractor? Did your back feel better? Was this your first time?
Is my first time since my first time.
Oh, okay. So your second time?
It's my second time since my first second time.
How many times have you been to the chiropractor, you piece of shit?
I think the last time I went to a chiropractor, I got a free visit from a fucking Groupon. So nice. Like I went out there. It was like a combo chiropractor massage. Mm. And it was nice.
Is it the same one Jessica goes to?
I went there today. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This place was fantastic. I'm not going to blast them here because also they're all Grey's Anatomy fans. And let me tell you. They're like, ooh, it'd be so funny if we spoiled it. And I was like, ooh, it'd be so funny if an army of Patreon members went and gave you 1-star reviews for your business practice. And they were like, ha, 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 and I'm like,
no, really.
But they were laughing. It was funny. They were very kind. They were very sweet. But they, yeah, no, it was just funny. And like, I'm going in there and the guy's like looking at me. He's like, oh yeah, you got some problems here. And I'm like, whoa, bro, I didn't even think about that. And then he's like, oh yeah, your neck, it's like, you know, basically a 90 degree angle. And
I think that's a lot of our generation though, because you don't realize like how much you guys can't see what I'm doing, but you know, if you sit at a desk a lot, you know.
Yeah. So I have some tech neck going on. I'm like a little bit shifty from all of my like long drives to and from, especially when I was at Dick's and I'm just sitting in traffic for 3 hours in my tiny little sedan as a 6'1" plus person, like it's not easy. And then I was telling him about taking the train and he's like, yeah, like, you know, on the train, there's constant motion, like your muscles are constantly like contracting and, you know, that gets you all out of whack. So but I was experiencing like some pain in one specific vertebrae in my middle back. And he goes, oh, yeah, like I identified that right away. Like you have some like stiffening and nothing to be afraid of, because like as we get older, like arthritis naturally right. starts to happen, and it's just bones like solidifying and stuff. So not solidifying, but like the cartilage in between right. and everything. So he's like, you're doing the right thing getting it like very quickly, and like mm-hmm. you're taking care of it before it's turning into true chronic pain. So great job.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had a good time. One of the girls at work said it's basically like going to a witch doctor. I don't necessarily see that.
I've always been nervous about chiropractors because my aunt is a physical therapist, and she's had a lot of patients who were like basically treating something from a chiropractor but ended up like hurting other things long term. However, I do think it has like kind of transitioned over time. I think the training is different. I think there's like more focused training that chiropractors go through. It still makes me nervous. Like, I don't even like to do the like back foam rollers. Like, I get nervous just doing those. I hate how carbon pops people's backs.
I've cracked your back.
I prefer to be picked up to okay. do that, and like my own body weight basically does it. I hate the way Carmen does it, which this also works for a lot of people where like you lay down and breathe out and then Carmen will like push on your spine and like the whole thing cracks, and it stresses me out every time I see you do it to anybody.
Shout out to our entire friend group. I've basically been your chiropractor.
Most people. I get so nervous. And again, I know it's like there are people who are very good at it, and it is, and very like it is a valid thing that helps a lot of people. I know Jessica has seen like so much.
Yeah.
Difference from it. But yeah, I just like it. It makes me nervous.
One specific thing I can remember that was different this time around today versus the one that I went to probably 13, 14 years ago, maybe even longer, is I never got an X-ray back then. The guy just went right into an adjustment, an alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the guy wouldn't even touch, like he like touched, he felt, he like,
yeah.
you know, moved talked things around and he talked to me, and then he did a full set of X-rays before he did any adjustments.
Yeah.
So he got like a full on like, oh yeah, I see this curvature here. I see these specific vertebrae are starting to compress. Like, so he saw all those things very clearly before he even did any popping. And I'm like, okay, this does feel different. This like the medicine behind this feels different. But they're a very sweet practice. Jessica has basically gone from fall intensity vertigo spells multiple times a day to she hasn't had, knock on wood, a vertigo spell in well over a year at this point. Yeah. So, coincidence, causation, correlation, who knows, but it's working for her. So she doesn't want to stop it. I don't want
her to stop for sure.
But I told everyone at work, I was like, look, if I do get paralyzed from the neck down, just remember me this way. Remember me this strong, virile horse of a man.
All right, Denny, settle down. Okay.
So,
I will say if they did paralyze you, you'd probably get a decent amount of money from it, at least.
Maybe. I didn't sign anything before. Well, no, I did have to sign some things, but I'd still sue.
Yeah, but fuck that noise. Okay. Let's talk about Grays. This episode is another one, much like it's because it's so intertwined with the same storyline of last week. It's that I don't enjoy watching these two episodes at all. They are so stressful to me. I hate them. I think this episode is good objectively. I think it's well done. The way they tell the story of the boards, I think, is really good. I hate it because it's so stressful, and it just like I'm like on edge the whole time. But okay, let's get into it. This is episode 22 of the 8th season, episode 170 overall. We have 2 episodes left in the 8th season. 2. That's it. We're so close. And then this episode is called Let the Bad Times Roll, and that is a song.
Let the Bad Times Roll. I gotta tell you, not easy finding information about this song. The band, the Vandals, is one that, you know, a lot of people would probably know. punk rock band. Sorry, where is my...
Is it?
Punk rock? Yeah, dude. The Vandals?
I was not familiar when I looked it up. I will say the first thing that came up was actually The Offspring. But that's I wasn't sure if like they sang it originally and then the website just told me that that it was about the Vandals.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find too. But I couldn't find anything specifically about that song because ironically, the Offspring have an album that's the same name of the song. So The Offspring have an album called Let the Bad Times Roll. The Vandals have a song called Let the Bad Times Roll, which is off of the album Live Fast Diarrhea. So, and that album specifically is the fourth studio album by the Vandals, and they're from California. And
did that make you laugh?
It made me laugh, yes. The album was released May 1st, 1995, and I'm not a huge fan of like The Offspring and the Vandals. This album also did not have any charting information, but a lot of the like 70s and 80s punk rock community influenced what we get in the 90s, 2000s with Blink, Green Day, My Chem, Jimmy Eat World, you know. So not a huge fan of the song, not a huge fan of the album, not a huge fan of the band, but respect the hustle. Still. Respect the founding fathers of punk rock. So this song, honestly, like objectively, like it's a minute and 47. It's like a fast punk rock, like the whole album is 31 minutes. So not a huge one that I was a big fan of. I'm gonna give it subjectively like a 2.5. No, sorry, objectively like a 2.5. Subjectively for me, I'm giving it a 1. So it's not a big fan of the short kind of crazy punk rock songs. So
I would also like to apologize for my heavy breathing. It is going to continue to happen.
It's all right. Couldn't even tell.
I think this mic just picks it all up.
Couldn't even tell.
Okay. This
So episode, with that, I will turn it back to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. This episode is written by Matt Byrne and directed by Kevin McKidd, aka Owen Hunt. Also, let me just say the reel that I posted of Christina throwing the cereal at Owen somehow crossed the algorithm into people who don't hate Owen.
Whoa.
And I don't love that. So there's been what I love about it, though, is that for every person that comments on it, like Owen wasn't wrong, Christina was wrong, there's about 10 people before I can even get there that are like, fuck you. That's you're stupid. And so I don't even like, I will say there was one day that I got on and it was like, your reel has 72 comments. And I was like, okay, I haven't looked at my phone in like 2 hours. Like, where is this coming from? And it's just people arguing back and forth about it. So that's fun. But anyways, okay. So this episode aired May 3rd, 2012 to 9.24 million views. And the synopsis is the residents agonize over their upcoming exam results. Which is medium true. I would say the residents take their exam, but whatever.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, 1.6 million views on that reel.
Yeah.
I think you just need to post more reels.
I do, but the issue is we should be in them. Because I just post reels about Grays and people don't know that we're a podcast.
Ah, they'll figure it out.
Anyways, okay, so let's just start with the boards. So basically, pretty early on in the episode, we get told that someone fails. Did you have a note of who you thought it was? Did that change at all throughout the episode?
So it did change throughout the episode. Initially, I thought, okay, they're leading us to believe Alex didn't make it. And then he makes it. And then I can't remember the chronological order of events here, but mm-hmm. at one point, so it's Catherine and Richard are talking, and he's like, oh, like, man, heard one of your people failed. And then I think it goes to 6 hours earlier or something like that. Alex gets there after the first, hoofs it 20 blocks or whatever it was in dress shoes. No. Wild. That is insane to me. But you know what? Respect. And so he shows up and they're like, you basically need to be perfect the next two tests. Blah, blah, blah. You're lucky you're even getting a shot. So I thought, okay, there's no way he's going to be perfect. And then Christina gets Mr. Feeny.
Hell yeah.
Dr. Mr. Feeny in the house.
So excited for Dr. Mr. Feeny to show up.
And I'm like, wow, she goes off on him. He gets like so savage. Oh, I'm so glad I've seen your genius. Now I can retire. We'll get there. And I thought, okay, maybe she fails because she goes off on him. And then April like goes wild. And I'm like, there's no way she comes back from this.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when they show everyone talking about it and they're like dancing, and April shows up, she didn't say anything. I think it's going to be a misdirect. Like, it could be a misdirect. Like, I'm sitting here right now thinking it could be a misdirect, and Catherine has bad intel. Or maybe there's people in the hospital that are taking the boards that we just don't see because we don't care about them, and all of these five actually do pass, or she heard it wrong. I don't know. Like, I really don't know where my head is at on this, but... it looks like for sure Jackson, Meredith, Christina, and Alex passed. But didn't George act all excited when he passed his
George
test the first time?
George did lie and say that he passed when he failed.
So it could be another misdirect.
It could be.
So
you don't know where you're at right now with your prediction.
I really don't know. I'm so in my own head on this. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. But I think I'm leaning towards, okay, if I'm just going to like be logical about this and like look at what the information is ahead of me and not get too in my own head, it looks like April failed.
Yeah. Yeah, if you take it for like what it's like face value, that's for sure how the last scene is played.
Yeah.
But I agree that the way they show the tests going down, you could basically believe it was, in my opinion, anyone except Meredith. Cause I think like by the end of it, that Meredith's examiners are like fully on her side, and they even say like, we won't count it as a failure if you don't finish. And she just finishes. I'm like, if you have the stomach flu, you have the stomach flu. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And I think she handles her situation the best of anyone. So I think kind of the way they set the episode up is like after they show the final session, Meredith, in my opinion, is the only one where you're like, okay, maybe she didn't like she's the only one that I felt confident because everyone else has moments.
I felt pretty confident with Jackson.
Well, with his last one, because he had just, you know, so he was feeling pretty good and just had a
man.
Nice
April.
Release.
April, like a dirty dog.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Man.
There is also, we did get some clarification from our friends on our Patreon Discord about that basically they kind of retroactively make April hyper-religious for this storyline. So I do think that my like previous viewings were clouding my memory of her, like why she was a virgin, and they had basically not addressed it at all. And she even says in this episode like, oh, I've spent my whole career like hiding my beliefs because I didn't want people to think that I was like, you know, against science or like not as a good of a doctor or whatever, but I do have this belief. So I do think that I just had kind of like it was just all blurring together in my memory with just like the established character and who they kind of go from this point forward. versus like who she was prior.
Yeah, I actually made a note. I was like, yo, okay, so they're retconning April's religion, and like, okay, it makes sense the way that they're explaining it.
Yeah, I do. I honestly think it was just all blurring together in my head. And when you said that last week, and then we got confirmation on our Discord from people about it, and then they just really like immediately start rewriting history, basically. But I do like that they address that it hasn't been addressed. And she even, I do think that's a valid reason for her to be like, oh, I didn't want people to like think less of me because of this.
Yeah. And in that particular scene, she kind of has like, and this is why it could be a misdirect, is because she has this moment where she's like, I'd pray with the family and I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed about it anymore. Like, I've spent my whole career being ashamed of it. But also, to answer your question, here's what I would do. Boom, 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 boom. And right. She like knocks it out. And yeah, I just kind of thought, okay, looks like April finally got back on track. Also, the release that she needed.
Yeah, but her first two sessions. Okay, so to back up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The way they
explain
the boards is it's in three sessions, and you have to pass two of the three sessions to pass the boards. So they kind of make it set up where it kind of looks like everyone has essentially like fucked themselves over on at least one session. But I do think with April, they make it, well, and I guess kind of Alex, they make it where it could be more than just one session that was messed up.
Yeah.
Because April, the first one, when she takes off her jacket and she's just like drenched in sweat.
So embarrassing.
And then is it the second one where she's like, cannot let it go? Or is it also the first one?
I think it's the first one. She can't let it go. And then she
and
takes
she's
her
just
clothes
trying
off.
Trying to keeps going back. And she's like, no, if you could just let me, I didn't have all the information. Blah, blah, blah. She like won't shut up.
Yeah.
And then Alex has, obviously he misses the first session, and then he does really well in the second session. And then they show in the third session that he like answers a question and then immediately catches himself. And he's like, oh wait, but it wouldn't be this. It would actually be this. And they're like, well, you already said that. He says, well, that was a trick question. They're like, well, yeah, no shit.
That's one of the beefs I have with this is the same beef that I have with spelling bees. Once you accidentally go one letter up, you're fucked. You can't go back and correct it. The letter that you say is what you say, and you can't backtrack. That is a dumb rule. We have erasers in real life.
We have a backspace button.
Like,
we have edits on sent text messages now, guys. Come on.
We can unsend emails. Mm-hmm. Like,
what? You can unsend a text now.
You can unsend a text. You can send a dick pic and then unsend the dick pic when you realize that you should never have sent the dick pic.
So real.
So, like, guys, just unsend your dick pic. Just don't send them.
It.
Just don't send them to start with. Unless you're physically asked. Okay.
Yeah. If it's a request, great. I love that for you. I love that for everybody involved. But, like, don't do it unsolicited.
Yeah. No unsolicited dick pics.
Okay, so yeah, that's the way they explain it. I will say, I'm gonna have to ask, one of Michael's brothers is a doctor, and I don't know if he took boards or not. I guess he did, but I want to ask if this was not like it the way that it's dramatized, obviously, but just like it, the just in like three sessions, an oral test in a hotel room. Like, I'm just intrigued by that.
Yeah. I'm also not 100% sure.
I know we have some listeners who are in the medical field, both nurses and doctors. So if you want to share your experience, if you've taken boards, because I know like different people are in different levels of training, we would love to hear about them and know if this is in any way reality.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it is. I think that could make sense. I mean, they're doing it in kind of like this. It's still like you've got the chair set up in the hallway. You still have a little bit of the kind of the kerfuffle of you can hear the people on the outside of the rooms and stuff. I would imagine it wouldn't be in like a big conference center where like they're setting up these.
Yeah. Not like where you take like the bar exam and it's 100 people in a room. Like obviously you right. wouldn't want to be hearing other people.
Yeah. Or even like when I was doing DECA judging, I would be at a table with like one little conference space and there were like four tables in the space. So I would have to like, if the person was quiet, I could like hear other things around them. And that was part of the like the stress. They're in their own room, two judges to a person. That would make sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, if you're anything with an oral test, I do feel like obviously it needs to be in its own room, but I wonder like if it is like, is it the three sessions? Like how long of a day is it? Things like that.
Yeah. What do you say we take a quick break from our sponsors and then we'll keep going on the boards?
Let's go for it.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
And we are back. Thank you, sponsors.
We are back.
And we will be charging a 104% tariff on all ads.
Hell yeah. We're going to be rich as fuck.
Because it's good for the economy.
We don't pay it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then let's see. So obviously Meredith the whole time is still... So for the first two, she's trying not to vomit. Then in the third one, she's just like, fuck it. I'm gonna just vomit. Who gives a shit? Because they're like thinking, okay, are these questions
think she's
making
squeamish.
Her throw up? Because that I will say, that would probably not make her a great doctor.
Yeah. What do they say? They're like, where was the note that I had? I can't find it. But she was basically saying that all of my questions are about disgusting bowels, which isn't helping her.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's been inside these people. She's not squeamish. She's got a cannon stomach. She's strong.
Yeah, she just has a stomach flu. And honestly, yeah. I think the way she handles it ends up being badass. She's like, I'll do this test. You're just going to have to. And she even says, like, don't go easy on me. I'm just going to vomit. And we're all doctors, so we can all deal with it.
Yeah. That was really cool when she's like, yeah, you're a doctor, you can handle a little vomit. And she puts it right back and she's like, they ask her some question about like a procedure in the light. And she's like, blah, blah, blah. My mom invented this shit. Like, I've known this since I was 12. Yeah. Ask me a fucking real question, you softball judges. Like, come on. All right. Jackson's, what was your take on watching Jackson's stuff here?
So his first one, I don't really feel like much happened. And then he's like thrown off with the second one because he runs into his mom in between. And of course, she's in the room right next to him and she's being loud and he is very distracted. And I will say, to the point of the examiners, I understand where they're coming from, where they're like, if you can't hear another person talk, that kind of makes us question like how you would be in a high stress situation, which is a fair point.
And the other guy was like, yes, certainly brings it into question.
And then he's like, oh, let's wait for the traffic to die down. We don't want to throw you off. Is that
deceased.
A dick move? Yes. Is it also hilarious? Yes. Like, I don't know what to tell you, Jackson. Like, sometimes you just got to compartmentalize.
But it's also, it's honestly, the scene where he runs into his mom it's like about her fucking Richard.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like, oh, hey, how's it going? It's, I'm sorry if I traumatized you. I'm a woman and I have needs.
Which is just like, you know what, Catherine, full support. You are, and I am very pro you having this conversation in literally any other setting.
Totally.
It's after just the boards. Not the time right now.
Yeah. Also, why are you laughing so loud? What is the person saying? You're asking the medical questions.
I know, like, this person over here is, like, a comedic genius. Cracking jokes in the OR. And I don't know if the examiners are from the specialists, because they make it sound like obviously you get board certified in a specialty, right? So, like, Meredith's getting board certified to be a general surgeon. Christina would be getting certified, a board certification in cardiothoracic surgery. So if you are under the assumption that these people who are the examiners are from that specialty, Catherine is a urologist. So this person is what, making dick jokes?
Yeah. You know, when you walk into a patient and their dong is like 12 feet.
Like literally, I was like, the reality of like, why she would be laughing so loud that you would hear it in the next room is absurd if you like put any thought into it.
Right. Like, they were giving Jackson a hard time for like hearing a loud laugh from the next room. How unprofessional was it that this person was saying something and it was making Catherine laugh that loud?
Exactly. Or, like, were they failing so badly that she was just laughing hysterically at their failure?
Or was she, like, not even being a test proctor and she was, like, just flirting with some, I don't know. Like, what actually was happening?
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, I just don't know. There's no way. All the ones that we see are them being assholes to their testes.
nice urology.
Residents. Yeah. Residents.
Yeah.
So I don't know what would compel her to either be laughing or go easy on them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, it seems like after he went and smushed, he came back cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. Which is like, I really felt like that was a bummer in comparison to how they played like April after that. Like, cause I will say the way she was speaking was obviously like more calm and like a normal person who is sane. Yeah. But, and I don't think there was anything wrong with what she was saying. It was just kind of a bummer to be like coming off of this encounter. It's just like, it was like a repeat of the day before where it was like, they come off this encounter. Jackson's like really hype. He's like, that was amazing. Like, I love that. I like, this was so great. And then she's just like, again, like back into like, not like, she's clearly in a place of like regret or uncertainty.
Which and didn't,
it's just like weird to me. I don't know.
It didn't make sense for that scene. That scene, she looked like she's like, okay, craziness, craziness, craziness. I'm in the men's room. I'm trying to air dry my stuff. Also, mm-hmm. Christina and Meredith didn't let her in the bathroom. Like, dang, that's cold. So she's in the men's bathroom, like blow drying all the stuff. And then you see this moment where they start to be like, oh yeah, like remember that thing that we did? Like, ooh.
Yeah.
My lady parts are tingling.
Well, and okay. Also, Jackson says, like, I shouldn't have taken advantage. Or like, he's like, I don't want to be the guy that like you feel like made you do this thing. That's gross. And also,
no, what does
like,
he say? It's unbecoming
it's
of an Avery.
It's very unbecoming, especially for an Avery, which did make me laugh. But she is correct. That's a stupid thing to say.
Well, she said, I just literally broke my vow with Jesus. And you're sad that I put a chink in the Avery dynasty or whatever she said. Like, yeah, Jackson, have some wherewithal.
But, like, I mean, I feel it's just, like, a shitty situation for both of them because it clearly needed more thought and conversation beforehand. And, like, he feels bad because she's his friend and he doesn't like that she is like regrets it, obviously. But then, yeah, the mirror, just like the parallel of them in their final sessions of her, like having some, I don't want to call it a breakdown, because I would feel like what they show us for her second session is a breakdown when she like takes off her jacket and she's covered in sweat. That to me is like her having a breakdown, but like, just like the way that she is after they have bathroom sex versus the way he is after they have bathroom sex. Cause like, he's just like, oh, I'm just a good doctor again. And then she just like spirals and they're like, this is so inappropriate. Oh, I don't know. It just felt weird to me.
No, I, again, com- it just I completely
puts her
agree.
In like, I don't know.
It's I completely weird, agree.
It just clearly there needs to be more conversation. And that whole like where that relationship is needs to be fleshed out a lot more.
Yeah, it looked it was a situation where this one felt. Not necessarily more thought out, like the second encounter of the sex, but it was more of like, okay, I've done this the one time. Mm-hmm. I recognize how this has made me feel. I'm going to do this again now, and this feels like a more thought out choice. Why is there such a negative reaction when Jackson is just hit with this Zen mode? That yeah. was, yeah. He's so
that,
I
can clarity. Am I right?
That post nut Zen. So yeah, it was not the direction that I thought it was going to go. But when she talked about like the direction that she would go after the prayer piece, like I thought, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like that was fine.
Yeah. But like,
Yeah, just like the way the examiners were reacting to her, talking about like, you know, her relationship with Christianity and stuff. Also, I was like, this is just like a weird spot.
Yeah, it is a very weird spot.
And also, how long are the breaks in between sessions?
So yeah, I thought they said a
follow up question.
I thought they said a 10-minute break.
Yeah,
is what I thought they said.
It was a quick. It was quite literally a quickie.
But also, 10 minutes is not even enough time to have a good old shit.
You should see a doctor.
No, I gotta make sure it all leaves the colon.
Yeah, but it shouldn't take that long.
You know what's crazy about colons, though? Saw a colon on a dog come out of its body the other day.
Why?
It had explosive diarrhea. Apparently, this is the thing that actually happens in dogs a lot. If they have so much diarrhea that they're actually, like, straining and they don't, like, realize, like, oh, like,
yeah,
it's not...
nothing left.
There's nothing left. The colon can just come out through the butthole. And one of the things that they do to help like prep the colon to go back into the body is coat it in regular, just granulated sugar. So the sugar just brings the swelling down. So one of the doctors at work was like full on gloved up hand dipping into this sugar, sprinkling it on the colon.
How much of the colon was out of the dog?
The whole colon.
That's insane.
Yeah, it
Did
looked
you
like
watch
a,
this?
Yeah, I was sitting there right next to it.
That's
watching
crazy.
It.
Did it, was it so stinky?
No, actually it wasn't.
That's wild.
But the dog had come in and it had done the same thing like 3 days ago. And
oh,
they
poor puppy.
They stitched the whole like the butthole so that it would have less room to come out. It tore the stitches and still came out.
Oh, poor doggy.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It made it so as far as I'm aware, it's currently made a full recovery. So
good.
Hasn't wild, been back though. Since. It's crazy. Yeah, like all the stuff that
that's
I'm learning.
Not where a colon goes.
No. And when I first saw it, I was like, dang, look at that tennis ball stuck in that dog's butt. And they're like, that's a fucking colon. And I'm like, semicolon at best.
Oh my God, I hate you. I hate you so much.
I didn't actually say that in the moment.
No,
that just came to me just now in this fever dream of Grey's Anatomy. But like, man, if I could turn back time,
if I could turn back
I would.
Time.
All right, Christina.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about Christina and Dr. Mr. Feeney. I am not a patient person, so I understand where Christina's frustration is coming from because I do feel like. It is sometimes difficult when it like it is one of my pet peeves when it takes someone like a million years to finish a sentence. I hate it so much. And let me tell you who's bad at finishing a sentence. Toddlers.
Mm. Good thing you have like 100 of them.
I just keep having them, and they will either start a sentence 16 times and say the same beginning half 16 times, or they'll get halfway through and just say 112 times. Like, all the time I'm turning to Michael and I'm like, we'll just never know. Because I, like, with a toddler, you can't just be like, spit it out! Like, that fucks them up.
Right.
But I'm just, in my, internally, I'm like, just fucking finish the sentence, please!
Yeah. Love finish one. Just one of the any 100 that you just started.
And I do feel similarly with elderly people. And I, again, would never be like, just fucking spit it out. They have earned the right to take their time. But I do think that people who work with the elderly have the patience of angels from heaven, because I simply could not do it. When I see people like who I know that they're like the nurses that go and they like take the elderly people to the store and take them on their errands. I know this because my grandfather had one, and that man was so slow with everything he did. Mm. I never saw him fully pick his feet up off the ground. He shuffled everywhere he went. And like, he was so sweet and so kind and so lovely and smart. But I'm just like, finish your sentence.
That's so funny.
Why is it taking you so long to pick up the box of cereal off the shelf that is right in front of you? Like, I am just an impatient person. It is a flaw that I am very aware of. And so I immediately like empathize with Christina, because I'm just like, oh my God, if I had to sit there and listen to this man ask me lengthy medical questions, I would blow my brains out. Like, well, I hate it so much.
It what she's experiencing makes a ton of sense. What I don't understand is at one point they're like going through the conversation. And she's like, I've treated this condition a dozen times. When he hits her with, and I 1,000 times. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Christina, maybe just pause. Like,
she
this
needs
dude,
to read the room. This is what I'm saying. Agree with her internal. The way she is expressing it is wrong.
Right.
Also, like, he immediately clocks her on it. Because, like, he's like, do you have somewhere to be? When he's, like, going over the rules with her. Because she like oversteps and finishes his sentence. And I'm like, girl, it's not the time.
Yeah, this guy.
Like, I understand what you are stressed about, but like, shut up.
This man and woman next to him, mm-hmm. but mostly Dr. Mr. Feeney.
Correct.
He owns your collective doctoral fate.
Yeah.
Suck it up for a couple hours, Christina.
Like, this is what like you've been working the past how many years for, and you're gonna blow
gonna
it
throw,
because
throw
he's
it
annoying,
away.
Really?
Because,
like,
because he needs a pit stop for tea halfway through? Shut up, Christina.
Again, girl, I'm right there with you, but like, only internally.
I guess my beef with this particular scene with Christina is she hasn't been written as someone who disrespects people within the field.
Yeah, especially people that like could potentially heavily impact her career.
Right. It seemed almost, I mean, this is all forced because it's the writers dictating whatever they want and their creative control of the episode. But it definitely felt forced for this particular scene. Christina doesn't seem like someone who would be like especially when he's like, yeah, dude, like I could probably do all these procedures you're talking about in my sleep. I could sleep through these procedures and still do them. And you've done them 12 times. You've done them less than the amount of eggs in a carton of times.
I definitely agree with what you're saying. The only thing I can think that we're meant to take it is like that it's a quote unquote like high stress situation. But she comes out of the first session and like while Meredith is vomiting, she's like, wasn't the first session so easy? So like they don't even set it up like she's stressed from the get go. So to me, if they had come out and been like, wow, this is like fucked up from the first of it, then it kind of would at least track a little bit better for me. But I definitely agree that they have set her up to borderline be like a kiss ass to anybody who could further her career. And so it is really like, quote unquote, out of character, which people debate that term because they're like, if a character does it, is it out of character for them because they're doing it? But I think yes, because people, humans, do things that are out of character, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But we're not written, in theory. Maybe it's the Matrix. I don't fucking know. But
just we're just all
we
getting
don't have
patched.
Writers.
Update right. patches constantly.
So yeah, I it's just a weird one for me, and I don't also love the all the examiners have this attitude of like, I'm here to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem realistic to me. And I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Mike on the YouTube and now other platforms as well.
No.
So he got famous because he is a doctor, like a real life doctor, and he's a very attractive man. And he kind of went viral. This was several years ago because people were like, this is the real life McDreamy because he's got the Derek hair. And so he started doing YouTube videos of him reacting to episodes of medical shows. And he watched the pilot episode of Grey's. And he said something that's always I've always thought about in every medical show that I've watched since then. He's like, there's always this narrative in medical shows that like the people who are teaching you are going to treat you like shit. But if you show up and you want to learn, they want to teach you.
I think you've actually shared this before. Yeah. I think you have said this. And you actually, unless I'm having a deja vu moment, which is possible, I do think you've mentioned that before. And that is good to know. Like,
and I do think that this episode also made me think of that. Because I'm like, have these people been in this field a very long time? And like earned this spot to like make a decision on other doctors having this like certification? Yes. Does that mean they're going to go in and be like, wouldn't it be funny if I just like fucked them and like ruined their career right here? No, that feels unrealistic to me.
Yeah.
Is there maybe one person who would be that way? Probably. But all of them, you want me to believe every single one of them is like, let's fuck with some people.
Well, I also wonder too, like how much of this is a rite of passage, right?
Right. Like hazing. But again, it's like, you want to haze someone on the first day, be like, put the, like a snake in their locker instead of their stethoscope. Don't like not board certify them or they like can't get jobs.
Yeah fair.
So I don't know, it just, that's another thing I just want to ask people, be like, what is, like, I just feel any good mentor, any good teacher wants you to pass.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
anything. So that to me is another thing where I'm like, why are all these people so ready to just be like, fuck you?
Yeah. Isn't it so funny that all these hundreds of thousands of dollars you spent, like, you're not even board certified, you bitch.
Isn't it so funny that for the past 10 years you've been working for this thing and I'm just like not going to give a shit about it?
Yeah, that's so funny. April Fools.
Oh, man, I hate April Fools.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
No, I completely agree on that. It doesn't make sense. I think and also I think back to like the conversation you and I had last week, where maybe it was the week before, about the meme of just think all the people who are taking their medical tests now, like AI is generating their papers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a little bit of maybe that disconnect, that maybe the writers were trying to create some backstory where they're like, oh man, look at these young kids coming up. They don't know how easy they have it. They have the internet. They can just search things. Yeah. We had to go and find the stone tablets out back from the guy who was chiseling them as things were getting discovered. Like,
right.
I don't know. But all in all, with Christina, it didn't feel like the right responses. But
yeah.
When he, again, I'm going to say this at the end, because when he does kind of like crack her, she's like, look, dude, I think, or what does he say? Are you calling me a liar? Is what she says to him.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, bro, when Hawkeye and BJ did
that
on
was
MASH. And Mr. Feeney is like, okay, damn, I witnessed a genius. I can now retire happy. And she said, there's still 20 minutes. And she goes, oh, no need. Best of luck.
Yeah. Well, I love, when she says, Okay. First of all, I love when he says, I find your hostility curious. And she goes, and I'm curious as to why you think me hostile. And I'm like, girl, are you though?
Yeah.
A little self-awareness.
Yeah.
You guys know I live and die by Christina, but come on. That would be like me being like, really? You think I'm mean, Carmen? Why would you think I'm mean? I'm so nice to you. Like,
because of the meanness. True.
Because like every time I have an opportunity, I'm insulting you. Like, obviously there's a fucking reason. But then when she's like goes off and she's like, why don't you just pick a decade you're comfortable with and I'll just like answer for that or whatever. And that's when he says like, oh, we'll just leave because fuck you. So, yeah, it's just like an all around weird. I mean, I am on the side of like, if you are the person of authority and you like do get that level of disrespect. Like, honestly, I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, fine. Maybe get up and go.
Yeah, we can call it a day.
She's clearly taken enough of the test to pass because she passes, but...
Yes.
It's just, So what was your reaction when you saw Dr. Mr. Feeny?
I literally was so excited.
I love Boy Meets World, guys.
What I need to do is I need to go back and watch Boy Meets World as, number one, as an adult, but number two, yeah. I don't remember much of it. And
when they launched Disney Plus, it was one of the first things that I was like so excited to watch in completion, like from start to finish in order, because I've definitely seen all of it and I've definitely seen all of it multiple times, but I wanted to watch it truly in succession. And it's honestly, I'm going to give it like a 98% for how well it has like stood the test of time. My main issue with it is like, why the fuck would Topanga not go to Yale? That's so fucking stupid. Other than that, I'm having a hard time remembering anything that I like took real issue with. Now, I will say the Topanga, Sean, and I want to say Eric have a podcast that they do together where they talk about the behind the scenes. And I do think that they may have discussed things that like weren't great going on behind the scenes. But as far as like the plot of the show and the writing, I think it ages very well.
Yeah.
Unless I'm forgetting something terrible other than Topanga not going to. Why would she not go to Yale? That's so fucking stupid.
I don't remember her not going to Yale.
She doesn't go to Yale so that she can go to community college with Corey.
No, yeah. Dumb. Never make a decision.
Where they live on campus. So I don't really know if they know what community college is.
No, just anyone out there. Just never make a decision based on a boy. Yeah. Second off, just any significant other, unless you're married.
Yes.
Once you're married, but then it's also a decision together, yeah. Okay?
Or if you're in a very serious relationship and your brain is fully developed. So yeah. You're both over the age of 25.
Yes. anyways.
Yeah, I do recommend, love Dr. Mr. Feeny, love the show, love Boy Meets World. Such a good show.
Dr. Mr. Feeny crushed it. I got very excited to see him. It was just funny the way that they made his character. He's just playing Mr. Feeny.
I think they gave him a little more leeway with his attitude than Mr. Feeny ever had.
Maybe.
But he is definitely he's playing a teacher for a reason.
Yeah.
He's got that aura.
I remember, and maybe I'm incepting myself with this memory, but I think they actually banned, Disney maybe had gone back and banned this episode, but the episode where they write Corey and Topanga losing their virginity, and she like takes off her clothes from underneath the blanket of the bed.
That's there, but they don't end up having sex.
They don't end up having sex.
They think they like go back and forth on it for a lot, and they end up not doing it. There is an episode where she shows him her butt and that really gets him through till they get married.
Wouldn't be me.
But yeah, it is an interesting show. It's an interesting dynamic. There's just so much good casting and so many people from that show like went on, like Adam Scott being like such a badass bully in Boy Meets World and then going on and being fucking Ben Wyatt in Parks and Rec is one of my favorite things.
Wait, I don't remember him being in that show.
Oh yeah, he was the bully at the school. He was like the senior bully.
Wow.
Yeah. He was hot as fuck, dude, 90s Adam Scott? Hell yeah. Or man. Early 2000s, whenever it was, but yeah, he's hot.
Good for him.
I think a lot about, like, Mr. Turner being there very heavily and then, like, almost dying in the car crash and then not dying, but never coming, like, never showing up again.
Mm. I'm like, spoiler alert.
Do you remember the episode where Sean was in a cult?
Mm. No.
It's a good one.
I apparently don't remember much of the show.
Dude, honestly, just binge it on. It's such a quick watch. It's like 20-minute episodes.
Okay, well, before we go into the next episode here, was there anything else with Meredith that we wanted to talk through?
No, because we'll talk about her with Derek in the next one when we talk about Derek's journey in this episode.
Mm, what a journey. The last thing I want to say is Alex running 20 blocks. I just need to revisit that for a moment. You want to talk about,
like, throwing loose cash at the cabbie?
Yeah. You want to talk about jumping the fucking shark, folks? Running 20 blocks. Bad. 20 blocks in dress shoes in San Francisco?
Okay, that might be hot.
Off of the Golden Gate Bridge? Have you been there?
No. But sick. I was like, I like that they were like, it's San Francisco. Here's some trolley noises. That's how you know we're really there.
Yeah. Oh, so funny. Okay. I feel good with that.
Okay. So we'll wrap up our boards and then we'll talk about the rest of the episode right after everyone's favorite segment.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.